Watcher, and a big, big welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Got a very varied playlist for you this week, starting with a piano bass duet. That was recorded at the Capitol Studios in LA, but released on the Name label. The date is August 99. It's largely a piano-based duet session throughout, but with a guest in the shape of their mutual chum, Bill Henderson, singing on some of the songs. By the way, they recorded 25 songs at this session, but there are only 13 on this album. I'm unaware of a Volume 2 album, so maybe it's still in the pipeline. I hope so. At last, the musos themselves. Mike Melvoin, piano, Charlie Hayden, bass, and that was a Melvoin compo, 52nd Street. You've no doubt seen in the press there's a new John Coltrane album out, just out. It's fantastic, as you'll hear now.
Thank you.
Yes, a new John Coltrane album of previously unreleased material is indeed a miraculous thing. Train had written the score for a small Canadian-French film called Le Chat dans le Sac that had a very limited release, art houses in French-speaking countries, so I suppose it has been released previously but not as an album. There are only 5 Train songs in the film, but the album has 3 alternate takes as well. It's the classic Train Quartet, 61 to 65. Train tenor, obviously, McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Elvin Jones drums. I chose take 1 of Village Blues. Rudy Van Gelder engineered the recording session. I can't recommend this Impulse album too much. It's called Blue World, a vocal now.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the world. Don't you love a farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. Where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? And isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year. Maybe.
Isn't that one of the most wonderful songs ever? Send in the Clowns, the Stephen Sondheim song from A Little Night Music. And this is a fabulous, lovely, slow and gentle arrangement. The singer is Karen Allison. Rod Freeman was on acoustic guitar and he did the arrangement. Ed Howard bass, Matt Wilson drums. Recorded 2011. Now this is a contrast. Jazzy, bluesy, but probably poppy. Yes, perhaps borderline jazz at best. Booker T. Jones has, however, headlined at Ronnie Scott's, and I saw him there a couple of years back. So that almost justifies my choice. This is in his Booker T. and the MGs days, back in 71. The quartet is Booker T., Hammond B3, Steve Cropper, Steve the Colonel Cropper guitar, Donald Duck Dunn bass, and Al Jackson Jr. drums. The house band at Stax Records, in fact. All four musos are credited with writing all the songs on this album. We heard High Ride. Here's our second piano-based duet for the week, but this is very intense. De Tomp, written by the pianist here, Enrico Pierannunzi, recorded in an empty Gustav's Bistro in Copenhagen, July 2017. Thomas Fonzenbach on bass. It's on the Stunt label, and the album is called Blue Waltz. From 2017, we go back to 1946. Thank you. That group was billed as Sonny Stitt, Kenny Dorham and the Bebop Boys. This from that same staggeringly brilliant Mosaic box set of the Savoy record label's Bebop recordings 45 to 49. Sonny Stitt alto, Kenny Dorham trumpet, Bud Powell no less on piano and grunting, Al Hall bass and Kenny Clue Clark drums. They changed drummers at lunchtime. Kenny Clue Clark took over for the afternoon session. Wallace Bishop had been the drummer in the morning session, but the difference with Clark propelling the band is very noticeable, and everyone plays better. But then again, Kenny Clark had actually pioneered bebop drumming himself, so not a total surprise. We heard Serenade to a Square, written by Bud Powell, with some help from the song Cherokee. Over the coming weeks, I'll try and give you a sample of each of the groups featured in this box set. So yes, another dip into it later in the show. Here's a song we know well, Whirlybird, but here, it's a vocal.
Bishop was a man swinging notes on the piano. Hefty was rather could be just on the final swallow. This is a song I'd like for to sing now. Hope you would like to join me and swing along. Can't just imagine trying to you're putting on the words now. Sing it just as fast, crazy as we've worthy bird now. Just as your basic band can still be heard. Listen to one bird. Let me take a little bit, a minute of your time. Sing a lot, it's fine. Back at Bassy and his band so hot, they played every spot all night. Justin, you were thinking that there is a better swing around town than hear a sound that brings your ears around. Frank West, Frank Frost, Freddie Green, hey, those kids swinging, yes. Can you understand the feeling that you'd have to be real? They'll never end a note of any fear. The saxophone, it doesn't give a smarter than a Benny Carter. Hey, those cats are swinging, that's why I am singing. This worthy bird of this ample I go on to just a little more about Mr. Jones. Drumming the source. Hear the grooves, drum the clock, Freddie Green's guitar is so hot. And you can't forget the bass, both the bass, the band gives the moves, you grooves, you kid from Red Bank. Then the bass, the band gives the man with your thing. Just a little darling, wanna quick jump? April's bear is magically jumping at the woods like you. There's dance moves, but take a look and you'll find swing with you. It's dance moves, mode, and swing with machine. And it's jump five, don't swing now, get bassy. You played Marshall Rosen with Walter Page with a touch so light, it's one just a bear ride. Fly, but then it was like air was there. You can have a mistake, even if you only got a chance to taste it, but I'm trying not to ever. Swallow. This is a song I'd like for to sing now. Hope you would like to join me and swing along. Can't just imagine trying to dance, lose footing on the words now. Singing just as fast, crazy as a little whirly bird now. Just as your bass band can still be heard. Listen to the bird.
Wonderful. Neil Hefti's Whirly Bird, which came to fame on Count Basie's seminal LP, The Atomic Mr. Basie. Here singer Christine Korb adds lyrics, and she is backed by the Ray Brown Trio. Christine herself, a bass player, had had a bass lesson from Ray Brown, no less, and she told him she also sang, and this album was the result. Benny Green was at the piano, Gregory Hutchinson drums. I should have mentioned this before we heard Whirly Bird, but Christine's lyrics made mention of some of the major players from that original recording of the song. Franks, Wes and Foster, Freddie Green and, of course, Count Basie himself. Plus, her scat solo is Eddie Lockjaw Davis's tenor solo from the original Whirly Bird. I nearly played you Christine Korb's version of Fever. Very good indeed, but inevitably pauses against Peggy Lee's magical version. Oh, look at me now. British trumpeter Quentin Collins. The liner notes call his playing seductive yet ferocious. Certainly it was hard bop. This Ubuntu album is called Road Warrior and recorded at the Livingston Studios in Hampstead, October 2018. Collins is the co-founder of the Ubuntu record label, and I see their name on records more and more these days, so full marks to them for both quality and volume of their output. So Collins on trumpet, Mylana Gillard alto, Leo Richardson tenor, plus an American rhythm section. I can only assume that the rhythm section was on a European tour at the time. Dan Nimmer piano, Joe Sanders bass, Willie Jones III drums. That was Oh Look At Me Now, as you no doubt recognised. We're off to the Antibes Jazz Festival of 2002 for part of a song, a very long song, by the Keith Jarrett Trio. Charlie Parker's song Scrapple from the Apple, recorded at the rain-swept Antibes Jazz Festival of July 2002, the 42nd such festival, and apparently the wettest ever. So wet, in fact, that minutes before this set, the musos were asked if they wanted to play. Their contract allowed them to pull out if the weather was inclement. It was worse than that. Then the sun appeared from behind the clouds. Their moods lifted. They said yes. The sun immediately retracted behind the clouds again, but now they were committed. Their instruments were wet, despite attempts by the crew to plastic sheet them. This ECM CD is called Up For It, and they were. Keith Jarrett piano, Gary Peacock bass, Jack DeJournette drums. We heard only part of Scrapple, I'm afraid, as all the songs on this album are 10 minutes plus. And next, oh dear, I can't for the life of me put my hands on the Ellington album I was going to play you. So here's the brilliant Johnny Hodges subbing at the last Mo. On the Way Up, a Johnny Hodges compo. Johnny made loads of records in the mid-60s, mainly for RCA, with Wild Bill Davis on Hammond organ, and inevitably a bunch of Ellingtonians. Wild Bill was to become an Ellingtonian fairly shortly after this Jan 67 recording session. Well, 2.5 years after this. Those Ellingtonians were, this time, Cat Addison trumpet, the magnificent Lawrence Brown trombone, Jimmy Hamilton tenor, Aaron Bell bass, Rufus Jones drums, plus Bill Berry, usually a trumpeter, but on vibes here. Plus non-Ellingtonians, Jimmy Jones is on piano and Les Spann guitar. So that's why it sounded so good. Let's hear another of those Savoy bebop numbers. Seems an abrupt start, though. Not my fault, I must add. Thank you. This time, the band is called Ray Brown All-Stars, or the Bebop Boys. That was a Ray Brown compo, Bopping the Blues, also known as Diz Moody or Diz Is. This was Ray Brown's first recording as a leader. He was then, September 46, in Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra, and most of the musos on this track that we've just heard came from that band, including the leader himself, Diz. But due to contractual limitations, had to be given the nom de bop of Izzy Goldberg. Apart from Ray and Diz, we heard Dave Burns, trumpet, John Brown, alto, James Moody, tenor, Milt Jackson, vibes, Hank Jones, piano, Joe Harris, drums. The last two, the only two, not in Dizzy's band. Gil Fuller did the arrangements, and he was also in Dizzy's band. By the way, this was the first time anyone had heard Moody on record. He had recorded a couple of times before this session, but those recordings had a delayed release. Time for another vocal.
Well, baby, we gotta have a little talk. I'm gonna pack up my things and walk. I know a dollar goes from a hand to hand before I let you go from man to man. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. I know you like the blues. I work for you like a George Mule. My friend Lack called me a fool. Your kisses are sweet as they can be. Before I let you make a fool out of me, I'd rather drink burning water, lay down, sleep in a hollow log. Said I love you now, baby, but you won't be fair. You don't know how to be. Oh, let's go where. Have your fun, baby, if you must. Before I have a woman I can't trust, I'd rather drink money while I lay down, sleep in a hollow log. Play the horn, y'all. We'll be right back. gonna pack up my things, take a long walk. I know a dollar goes from hand to hand. Before I let you go from man to man, I'd rather drink my water, sleep out in a hollow log. Said that I love you, baby, you won't be fair. You don't know how to be on the square. Have your fun, baby, if you must. Boy, I'll have a woman I can't trust. I'd rather drink muddy water, lay down, sleep in a hollow log. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Nicholas Beard. Put your hands together. Nicholas Beard. Yeah, thank you for coming out to the number one jazz house in America, Yoshi's. Jason Lewis, Charles McNeil, Nelson Braxton, the professor, Lynn Pearson. Thank you.
Recorded live at Yoshi's Jazz House, Oakland, California, October 2007. It's a fun, bluesy gig. This is the closing number, I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water. The singer is Nicholas Beard. The album is on his own Right Groove label and called Salute to Lou, that being Lou Rawls. The MC gave you the muso's names at the end, so I won't repeat them. I'll squeeze in this suitable weather forecast. Overcast. Thank you. recorded between two separate locations on two separate dates, October 2009 and Feb 2010, the first location being Greensboro, North Carolina, and the second, the Bale Studio, Copenhagen, which explains the presence on half of the songs of local boys Mats Vinding bass and Morten Lund drums. The leader and pianist is the Russian-born, but now US-domiciled, Yelena Ekimov. That was Overcast. All the songs on this album were written by Yelena. Our closer for this week also features a female-led band. This time it's Barbara Dennerlein, described on this album as Captain Barbara and her bebop crew. Her other nickname is the Organ Tornado, and this song will show you why. It's her own compo, Organ Boogie, recorded in Heidenheim, Germany, May 2009. Barbara, Hammond organ, Peter Lell, soprano and tenor, Marcel Gustke, drums and percussion. Sadly, we're only going to have time for probably the first half. Yes, a great organ boogie to close the show. Hope, as always, you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care, be well.